So we will see the explanation of the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. What is the name of second chapter of Bhagavad Gita?
Sankhya Yoga.
Yeah, Sankhya Yoga, contents of Gita summarized. Very good. So the first, now let us see what is the connection between chapter 1 and chapter 2. In chapter 1, we see Arjuna's presents his doubts. He presents 5 reasons. What are they? Compassion, enjoyment, then and in this second chapter, what happens is, from text we'll see now, in this chapter what we'll see is Lord Krishna answers all those questions and all those doubts which he had. And then Arjuna gets here in the second chapter, we see Arjuna gets completely confused after raising all those doubts, and then he surrenders. And then the relationship between Lord Krishna and Arjuna, it's changed from friendship to Guru Sishya. Okay, from a guru and disciple. So now the breakdown of chapter 2. Like how we had 4 sections in chapter 1, there are 5 sections in chapter 2. What are they? In section 1, that is 2.1 to 2.10. That is Arjuna's further doubts and surrender to Krishna. And Arjuna further reasons that I will not fight. And that reason is like how we had these 4 topics in the first chapter. It is called as indecision. And we see Arjuna's surrender in text 7. Text 7 is very important of second chapter. That is, yeah, Karpanya Dosho Pahata Swabhava. There, Arjuna completely surrenders to Krishna. He says, Krishna, you are my only shelter. I am confused about my duty. So please instruct me. So he completely surrenders. And then Krishna tells, are you sure? He further tests Arjuna. Then finally, when Krishna tests you, whether are you completely surrendering or not completely surrendering. Until and unless we don't completely surrender, Krishna will not give us knowledge. So then he surrenders in text 7. Now Krishna starts speaking Bhagavad Gita from the text 11. Like how our studies when we are in nursery, it starts from A, right? Alphabet A, A, like that. Arjuna's study also starts with an A. Asochayan anvasochastvam. That is how Krishna starts. So text 11 to 30 is jnana. That is fight. He speaks completely about the body and the soul. What he says, there is no death for the soul. The body can never be saved. The body will die, but the soul will not die. Right? He says all the qualities of the soul. That it cannot be killed by weapons, it cannot be burnt by fire, it cannot be it cannot be withered by the wind. All these verses are there from 11 to 30. Right? In 13, the specifically, the 13th verse, we see how the body goes through different changes. Kaumaram, yauvanam, jara. Childhood, youth, old age. But what happens? The body changes, the soul doesn't change. Soul remains intact. So that is the knowledge. So in this case, that is why Krishna says you fight. And then comes section 3, that is Karma Kanda. That Karma Kanda consciousness. You know, by performing, okay, do this yajna, you'll get this. You do this, you'll get that. That is Karma Kanda rituals. That is material gains. So even considering that, you fight. So the section 2.31 to 38 talks about material gains Arjuna will get by fighting. That is heaven or kingdom. Either he'll get the heaven if he is killed in the battlefield, or he will get the kingdom. And another is material losses. What will happen if he'll not fight? They'll say, hey, you're Gandhi Dari. And what is this? You lost the battle. You're a coward. All infamy. Will not be any more famous. And then text, the section 4, 2.39 to 53 talks about Buddhi Yoga. Okay, or Karma Yoga you can say. That is fight. but without any reaction. Just do it for the pleasure of Krishna. Nishkama, that is called Nishkama Karma Yoga. That is one works with knowledge. That is Karma Yoga. Having what knowledge? Can anybody guess? What is the knowledge with which we should work? The knowledge that I am not this body. I am the soul. Right? That is Krishna consciousness. Okay? So, he says one works, that is karma. Work is karma. With knowledge. And thus detached from the fruit of this work. So, he is not detached. So, he is not... First, let me complete this. So, this is detachment from the fruit of work. Okay, oh, I did this, so I should get that. No, you just do your duty, your karmas, and leave the fruits to Krishna. And then section 5. Section 5 is very important. Text 54 to 72. It is called Sitapragna, that is Samadhi. That is becoming completely fixed in Krishna consciousness. That is Sita Pragna. So, by working in Buddhi Yoga, one attains material detachment. You are not attached anymore. And then equipoised platform of liberation you get. That is called Samadhi. These are the sections. I'll just go through it once again. Section 1, 2.1 to 10. It talks about further doubts and surrender of Krishna. Section 11 to 30 talks about body and soul, that is jnana, knowledge. Then text 31 to 30 talks about karmakanda. And text 39 to 53 talks about buddhi yoga. 31 to 38 karmakanda, 39 to 53 karma yoga or buddhi yoga. You follow? And then 54 to 72 talks about sita pragna. One who is completely Krishna conscious. So now, refutations of arguments. We saw the verses in the first chapter where Arjuna raised his doubts, right? So Arjuna said in the section 2, we see 11 to 30 talks about jnana. There he refutes. You know what is the meaning of refutes?
Yes.
He defeats. Huh? Refutes. Refutes. R-E-F-U-T-E. Refute. Not refuse. It's refutes. Refutes means Arjuna had a doubt. So Krishna kills that doubt. That is he removes his doubt. He refutes. That's called refute. Krishna refutes the first argument. What was the first argument of Arjuna? It was compassion. First one was compassion. Huh? He said, how can I kill? They all are my relatives. They are my gurus, my teachers, my uncles. All are there. How can I fight with them? So for that, Lord Krishna says, there is no death for the soul. You think by shooting your arrow, they are going to die? No. Death is, whoever, jatasyahi dhruvam mrityur. What is it said? That the one who has taken birth has to die. So you are not going to be the person who is going to kill. So that is why jnana fight, there is no death for the soul. And the body can never be saved. You do whatever you want, you cannot save the body.
Mother,
yes.
If someone is in Bhagavad Gita, huh? Means that I can also kill
anybody. Huh? Yeah. But that for there is, you have to do, for, now, Duryodhan, he also fought. He also killed everyone. But that is not Krishna consciousness. Very good question. Now, Krishna, he told Arjuna, you kill everyone. So, Arjuna fights, that is for the pleasure of Krishna. But Duryodhan fights, that is for his own pleasure. So, that is not Krishna consciousness. Similarly, a knife in the hand of a thief, a knife in the hand of a soldier, right? A soldier, he kills all the, he's on the border of India. Right? He kills all the people who come in the battlefield, right? So, but he is never imprisoned. But a thief, now if I, like how you said, if I go and kill everyone, of course I'll be put in the prison. That is the difference. Gita doesn't say that. You try to understand the point. Here, why is Krishna telling him to kill them? Because they did not follow dharma. That is the difference. Krishna didn't say, hey, Arjuna, go and kill everyone. No. Yes.
One
wants
to become soldier,
huh.
And there he kills everybody.
Yes.
So is that
Gurkha? Of course it is, because he is doing for his for the welfare of everyone. No, whom is he killing? Terrorists, right? If he kills some pandit or something like how Hiranyakashipu did, that is wrong. But if you kill terrorists who are of no use, who are being making nuclear bombs and weapons and all, that is of no use, right? No, because he is doing it for his. But the same soldier, very good question. The same soldier, suppose he retires from his job and he goes and kills someone, he'll go for jail. You understood? Same soldier. After he retires from the army, if he goes and kills someone because I'm a soldier, no, he'll be put in behind bars. Are you understanding my point? Did I clarify your question? Good questions. Okay. So now Jnana 5, there is no death for the soul. The body can never be saved. So this is the refutation of the first argument. So first argument was of compassion. It was from text 28 to 30 of first chapter. So that Krishna answers in text 11 to 30 of second chapter. You understood? 28 to 30 was compassion. The question raised in the first chapter, so Krishna answers from 11 to 30 in the second chapter. Now, second argument, loss of enjoyment. So, refutation of Arjuna's second argument, Lord Krishna refutes this argument in text 31 and 32. 31 and 32 of second chapter. He refutes which one of enjoyment, loss of enjoyment. What he says that, you know, how will I show all now we all suppose we get a new cycle. We want to show to everybody, isn't it? But suppose nobody tells you, you got you see 10 times you will ride the cycle so that they will see, hey, you are my cycle is very, it's a new one like that. You see to it that, you know, at least somebody appreciates, right? So you want to show off. Like same way Arjuna is telling, if Bhishma is not there, Dronacharya is not there, to whom I will show my kingdom if I win? That is enjoyment, isn't it? So how will I show for that? Lord Krishna, he refutes in text 31 to 35. And the third argument of Arjuna, what was it? It was fear of sinful reactions. That was from text 36 to 38 of first chapter. So Krishna, he refutes the third argument in text 33 to 37. Lord Krishna refutes this argument from 33 to 37. Very beautifully Krishna answers. For compassion, jnana. For enjoyment, karma kanda. That is, do your duty. Text 31 to, see, you are a kshatriya. If you don't fight, you won't do your duty, right? So you fight. And talking about enjoyment, if you fight and if you win the kingdom, you win the kingdom. Otherwise, if you die, you will go to heaven, because you did your duty. But if you run away, nobody is going to say, oh, Arjuna ran out of compassion. They will say that, you know, he couldn't fight, he was a coward. So do you want those names, Arjuna? That is how
Krishna
teaches him. And then comes the, actually in text 38, Lord Krishna says what? Sukha dukhe same kritva labha labhav jaya jayo tato yuddha yujasva naivam prapam avapsasi. What does he say? That forget about all these things. You fight because I want you to fight. You fight because I want you to fight. Who is this I over here?
Krishna.
Because Krishna. Because I want you to fight, you fight. No arguments. Because I want you to fight, you fight. Do it. And then comes the fourth argument. Destruction of family traditions. You remember what was the verse? Kulashaye pranashyanti kula dharma sanatana. Those all verses. That full set of verses from 39 to 43. Huh? That is the fourth argument. That is destruction. For that, Krishna refutes in 45, 46 and 24th verse of third chapter. So like this, Krishna refutes this argument in 45 and 46. And then comes this Arjuna asks one very important question in the 54th verse. sitapragyasya ka bhasha samadhisthasya keshava, that he asks, that Arjuna asks four questions in that one verse. That is, a person in divine consciousness, a self-realized soul. He says, a self-realized soul or sitapragna. He says the four questions. What are the general symptoms? So, what are the general symptoms? So, for that, Krishna answers in the verse, 54th verse, there are four questions. The first question is, what are the symptoms? The symptoms he answers in the text 56. Okay? He answers in 56. And then the second question is, how does he speak and what is his language? Sita pragya sakha bhasha samadhi sasya. What is the, how does he speak? That doesn't mean, oh, does he speak Urdu or Persian or Sanskrit or something like that. Not that language. The how the Acharya summarizes the general descriptions, general symptoms means what? For that, Lord Krishna answers is, he gives up all material desires of sense gratification born of mental concoction. He gives up all desires, no desires, everything for Krishna's pleasure. Thus purified in mind, one finds satisfaction in the self alone. And then comes the second question, how does he speak? How does he speak for that? That is, the question is, you know, analyzed by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and all these other saints. They say, that is how the intelligence and words respond to affection, anger and neutrality. How does a person who is self-realized act when he is angry? That is, they are equipoised in happiness and distress. Ambarish Maharaj. Durvasa Muni came, he was not disturbed. Then free from attachment, fear and anger. They are not afraid. That is in text 56. And unaffected by good and evil and firmly fixed in perfect knowledge. So, the first question he answers in text 55. And then the second question Lord Krishna answers in 56 and 57. And then next question is, answers the third question. How does he sit? That is, this implies, doesn't mean that, you know, how he's, of course, Srila Prabhupada, the way he used to sit, everybody was impressed. Okay, the way he sits also is very important. So, the way he sits, he said, it implies how he restrains his senses and mentality. He uses his sense only for Krishna service. Based on higher taste, he can control his senses. Okay, he controls all his senses. That is a sitapragna, who never allows the mind to go here, there, in all that 360 degree angles. Oh, let me go there, let me go here. No, control the mind. Bring it back to hear about Krishna. That is sitapragya. And then the fourth question, how does he walk? Not like, you know, maybe some show is there and you see how they walk and all, not like that. The walking means, it implies how does he engage his senses. How he uses his senses in Krishna consciousness. While engaging senses, he does with regulations and religious principles. So these are the four questions asked by Arjuna in the verse 54. About whom? About
person
who is in who is self-realized. What is the Sanskrit word for that?
Sitapragna.
Yes, sitapragna means who is situated in divine consciousness. You know who are the examples for this? Srila Prabhupada himself. Then our Maharajas in our movement, Gopal Krishna Maharaj, Radhanath Maharaj, Lokanath Maharaj, you name any Maharaj, Radha Govind Maharaj, Sachinandan Swami, then all the Maharajas, yeah, all these, yeah, Shivara Maharaj, yes, so, yeah, so all these Maharajas are sitapragna, because they have controlled all the senses. Okay, so this is the meaning of the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Hare Krishna.